The Minnesota West Community and Technical College welding program resides in a 48-foot semi-trailer. It has a shiny silver exterior, and inside, it's lined with what looks like a row of voting booths. What's behind these curtains are 14 individual welding stations. Instructor Don Olson drives the trailer from town to town to train future welders. He's not an itinerant traveler. He goes where he's called. This week, he's working with students at Dawson Boyd High School in southwest Minnesota.
Yeah, here you got good. But see, here you got too much weld in the bottom plate, not enough on top.
Dawson Boyd is like many schools in the state. It's cut back its industrial and agricultural classes, meaning young people are no longer being exposed to the hands-on skills area businesses are looking for. 2 years ago, Dawson Engineering President Wayne Johnson joined forces with the high school to try to bring welding back in the form of the Minnesota West trailer.
We just like to give them an idea of what it's like to run welders, to run iron workers, to hold tolerances on punching holes. And maybe after they get done, they'll think, well, it isn't too bad. I think I'll try it.
Johnson needs 7 welders to keep his livestock equipment business running. But he says there are countless other employers in the area who are also looking for welders. The students who train on the Minnesota West trailer spend 120 hours learning welding techniques and 20 hours learning to read blueprints. Dawson Boyd High School hopes to set up a small business in the shop class where students can learn about bidding a job, producing a product, and selling what they've made. Roger Franzen, Vice President of Customized Training at Minnesota West, says not all their training is as involved as the Dawson program. But the trailer still works. They're churning out more welders.
Where we started was there was a need out there. Nobody was meeting that need. And our college thought that one way that we could help and support economic development within southwestern Minnesota was take the training to the places that, you know, where they needed it.
The primary places are businesses where workers need to brush up on their skills or where they need specialized training. This kind of training, says Franzen, used to happen in a technical college classroom. But the nature of training today is geared more towards designing customized programs for each individual business. Franzen says that's where the idea for the welding trailer came from.
We can pull into a company and we can conduct training and the company doesn't have to shut down. Whereas before we were doing some training with companies where we'd use their equipment. And so that means that whenever the training was going on, production would probably stop at that point for the training.
Besides stopping at companies and at high schools, Franzen says the trailer is finding its way into welfare-to-work programs.
A company down in Worthington, Campbell Soup, closed their doors. And we've done 2 full programs down there where these dislocated workers took the training and then with the unit and then, of course, become employed again.
In 1998, more than 100,000 Minnesotans received customized training. Franzen says he expects the trend to continue. It's convenient for business owners, and it also brings available workers and businesses together. Franzen says in the training in Worthington, several students were hired even before they had completed the welding class. If demand for the trailer continues at this rate, says Franzen, there may be a second welding truck on the road sometime next year. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.